Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Did you know data is a $270 billion industry? Well, that's according to Google. Why is it so important to know what is happening with yours? Where is it all going? As ever, Adrian Weckler, tech editor of the Irish and Sunday Independent, is here to tell us all about it. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, Jen.
So first off, why do we keep getting asked for cookie consent? What's that about?
EU rules, basically. So okay. If you remember a few years ago, you'd go onto a website and you just go onto the website. Now you go onto the website and there's always a banner at the bottom or somewhere saying, do you consent to a cookie? Do you consent? And it's yes, no, or actually more trickily, it's sometimes yes, I agree to them all, or no, manage options, which is a bit of a cod, really, because instead of being able to say, no, I don't want you tracking me all around the web, they make you click in to another screen to manually tick off what you... So what most people end up doing, I don't know, this is what I do. I often just say, yeah, just accept all.
Yeah.
Just so I can get to the website.
Yeah.
Right? Now, that's very unfair. And actually, sites like Google are currently getting into trouble about it. I'd say in the next year or two, you're going to start seeing the websites that you and I and everybody else regularly visit. They're going to start having an accept all and also a reject all button beside it.
When is that going to happen?
Well, it's starting to happen now. I've started to see it on a few websites. You'll see a reject all button. If you're really desperate to get ahead of the curve, if you use a web browser like Chrome, you can get what's called an extension. These are little things that you just click into Chrome setting, add extension, and you can get one that will just reject all cookies so you don't ever see those pop-ups again. But if you don't do that, and most people don't do that, like if you're on your iPhone or your Android phone or whatever, you're going to have to keep clicking accept all or reject all.
Okay. And if you go into manage cookies... Mm. That is time. I've never done it myself. Is that time consuming?
It is. It's a total pain in the neck because depending on how, you know, on how tricky the site is themselves, they'll make you choose from a menu of options and then they'll say, are you sure you want this to be your preference? And then click OK to final. You know, they know what they're doing.
But is it worth doing it now until we get the reject all?
Look, professionally, I'm going to say yes, it is. You should change your password every month. You should go in and manage your cookie preference. Like, personally, I don't really do that.
Don't have the time, Adrian. Don't have the time. We'll just wait for the reject all. Will that come in the next couple of years, do you think?
Yeah, that's going to be in, I'd say, the next 12 to 18 months. Google actually got fined about a year ago, but they've started to introduce it across their own properties. So that will, there'll be a trickle effect.
Okay, but what actually happens if we just keep saying yes every time?
So that's when this giant, you know, blood-sucking squid of a profile online of you starts building up and building up and getting formed. So every time you accept cookie consent, you're essentially sending a signal to that website that they can put a little tracker on you across the web. I'm simplifying now, okay?
Yeah.
It's a little bit more complicated than that, but a little tracker across the web. And stuff that you do after you leave that website is now going to be recorded. Now, they say it's anonymously, but the type of website you visit, the type of thing maybe that you buy, the type of activity you do, how long you stay on the internet, what kind of a site or service you visit, which might indicate what kind of age you are, what gender you might be, whether you're single or married, whether you're pregnant or have kids. And that's when all of that starts. And ultimately, all of that ends up not really with Facebook or Google. It ends up with these kind of unknown giant data brokers. These are companies you wouldn't have heard of before, okay? These are companies like, you might have heard of Experian, which is a credit score agency, essentially. you may not have heard of a company called Axiom. Axiom is a good one. Axiom has a profile on 68% of everybody who uses the internet. Okay.
Who collects are data. These people?
Yeah. Well, it's actually a US company, but they've got offices all over the world, including Europe. And essentially, they gather all this and then they sell that to companies who want to target ads towards you. So that's ultimately where all that ends up. And once this file gets created on you, very, very hard to do anything about it.
Okay, let's try and be positive about it. At least they're sending me ads about things I'm interested in. At least they're making my life more convenient.
You share a computer. If you've ever shared a Spotify account or Netflix account, you know that the recommendations you get can sometimes be, well, wait a second, I don't remember, you know, looking at Kylie Jenner's clothes, you know, catalog.
Motorcycle gloves or wetsuits. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But essentially, yeah, that's the basic idea. And this typically happens. This is one of the reasons why people suspect that phones are listening to them, because they'll be talking about something like going on holiday, you know, among the family. And then someone in the house goes and Googles, you know, like holidays for summer 2022. And all of a sudden, somebody else in the family starts seeing ads in their Facebook or Instagram profile for it. And they're convinced, wait a second, I didn't Google that. The phone must be listening to me. That's actually a network relationship happening in your family or between you and your friends that actually makes that happen. And that's because there was a cookie somewhere on the site that someone visited. And it's for the next few weeks, you're now going to start seeing ads for holidays, if that's what you go. The most irritating one, and this is what really gets me, I personally don't know anyone who has ever Googled earwax removal services.
What's that about?
I keep seeing earwax. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe I'm the right age. Maybe middle-aged men, you know.
I heard Brezzy talking about that recently. Actually, he gets them all the time, and it's just the oddest thing. So data companies are controlling, on a grander scale, what we're discussing. Yep. Because if our network of people are getting a certain type of VAD or a certain type of thing sent to them on their phone or whatever, they're controlling, you know, how we shop and what we do. And it's quite scary when you think about it like that.
Yeah, it's basically a three-prong process. Okay, what a cookie does, it tracks you, then it profiles you, and then it lets somebody target you. So it tracks you around the web, everything you do, your browsing history, your app, your interactions. It then profiles you, creates this giant, pretty accurate profile of who you are, how old you are, what gender you are, what you like, what you're interested in, maybe who you hang around with, who your friends are. And then it uses all that to target you. And that could be through, you know, apps or websites. Like if you've had anyone who has an iPhone, you will have seen in the last year, it's quite common now, when you if you download a new app, you'll see a little pop up saying, do you want to allow this app to track you? You know, yes, no. And the websites are getting desperate. The apps, they're saying, oh, you know, please allow us to do this because this helps us make money. But most people say no. 3 out of 4 people say no. So you could argue that the likes of, you know, the iPhone, iOS, they're starting to fight back against these cookies and against this tracking.
Okay. Okay. But with the new EU rules coming in, will it change?
Yep.
It's going to change this stuff.
A little bit. Okay. So there was a thing called the Digital Services Act, which came in, it was agreed last month and it will be enacted in a month or two. And that's across Europe. Now, that'll only partially help. That is, it has banned ad targeting for kids, and it restricts sensitive categories as well, but it's not really addressing the main issue. For example, that thing I was telling you about, accept all or reject all. Now there was actually a cookie law introduced in Europe a few years ago, and that's why we see these pop-ups, these consent banners, but I'm not sure it's actually worked. I mean, saying to you a couple of minutes ago, I think most people just click accept all, and I think it just irritates people, you know. Mm-hmm. However, the general gist, the general movement is against this kind of tracking going on. And if you're a citizen of the European Union, you have a much better chance of being protected than you do in the US or the UK or China or Russia.
Thank God. Somebody just texted me saying, don't forget, if you click reject all cookies, you won't be able to log into your account on the website properly, and 90% of the website features won't work correctly.
No, that's not true.
Okay, good. Disinformation.
Not true.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know. So these data centers that you have us all freaked out about, is there anything, are they doing anything good, or is they're just gathering all this information from Meta and Google and whatever and making, is there literally someone at a desk, you know, putting together a profile on individuals and then selling that on?
There is somebody who sits in front of a bank of computers that are the ones that are creating that profile of you. Yes, they're not really in the data center. So the data centers are quite neutral. Ireland has a massive amount of data centers. A data center is like a giant factory. They typically are in places like, you know, County Dublin or Meath or, you know, Northern Wicklow. And they just sit there and they've got racks and racks and racks of these giant mainframe computers. And they're literally to process and handle all of the data, internet data that's coming and going from giant services like Facebook and Microsoft and Google. There are other problems with data centers. The main crib about data centers is they use up too much electricity. So the last week, the latest figures show that the data centers in Ireland now use more electricity from the grid than all of the country's rural homes put together. It's 14%.
That's hilarious. And the government ads are telling us to slow down in the car so we don't use up too much energy and turn off the lights, and then they have these data centres.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a big live debate about it. I mean, Airgrid, for example, which is the entity which controls the biggest amount of electricity infrastructure in the country, has basically said it's not allowing any more data centres around Dublin for that reason. We have about 5 to 6 times the amount of data centers per head of population here than they do in other European countries. Now, this is a totally different topic and for another day, but there is a reason for data centers as well. Like data centers basically means your Netflix stream. If you want to watch Netflix, listen to Spotify, browse the web, use your phone all the time, use TikTok, you have to have a data center. There's no other way for it to work. So that's the other side of the thing, of the data center argument.
We'll leave it on that very loose positive there on data centers.
Very loose, yeah.
Adrian, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on the show again. I'll chat to you soon, okay?
Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, love. There we go. That is Adrian Weckler. He's the tech editor of the Irish and Sunday Independent. Always good to chat to Adrian. Gives us lots of tips and keeping us safe.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.